is, as in, say, 40 down, possibly will not know this straight off the course of things. I don't know whether you can hook it into a computer and find it or not. So it's just one of those things. So in a moment, I'll give you the question, because today's question on the surface appears to have absolutely nothing to do with racing, but it does have to do with our sponsor, Debortley. All right? And, you know, those of a similar ilk, when you read the paper, there's all sorts of people supporting racing. Well, Debortley are us. We've been associated with sponsorship of racing and the like, particularly at Newcastle, Gosford, and, of course, they sponsor $1 million race at Rose Hill, the Golden Rose. Right, so this makes Debortley a very valuable asset to everyone in racing, and I mean everyone. So remember that when you go into the bottle shop. We talk about Windy Peak. We talk about Sacred Hill being such a great value wine. You get change out of $10 from a bottle of Windy Peak for Sacred Hill, and Windy Peak just hits the affordable middle of the road bracket all the time. And they're beautiful wines. So every time you go in, buy a bottle of Debortley, just one bottle, and you're supporting those people who support your industry, which you're associating yourself with right now by listening to this program. So to the question, a question, as I say, the oldies possibly will know. We talk of sponsors, right? They're very important. So I want you to win the prize, 135353. Name the famous person, and he was very, very famous, who made the words, and now a word from the people who pay the bills. The sponsor. What famous person made those words very famous? And now a word from the people who pay the bills. The sponsor. I'll give you a clue. He was generally seen saying that sitting on a desk with either his leg crossed or his legs crossed or his arms just folded as he spoke to you. Who made the famous statement, and now a word from the people who pay the bills, the sponsor?
Well,
the
board's lighting up, so I think we'll get someone through shortly.
We'll get somebody through. So you see, you didn't know, Ashley didn't know, none of the younger brigade know, but the oldies will know. One of our old blokes will win for sure. John from Lithgow, ex-Lithgow, he's certain to get in on. I'd say he'd know straight away.
Righto, Paul. Well, leave it with me. Hopefully I can get the winner through in just a moment. I'll pass on the details.
Excellent stuff indeed. Thank you, peoples.
Paul Ambrosoli there. Now 23 minutes to 11, time to take a look at harness racing at Tabcorp Park, Menangle. Amanda Rando, good morning.
Good morning, Simon. Yes, strong card ahead at Menangle tonight. We've got a few features, including the Harness Breeders New South Wales Pink Diamond for the three-year-old fillies, as well as the Group 3 Sky Racing Paul Fitzpatrick free-for-all.
Yeah, we've got a couple of Group 3s on the card. The first race is an MO only, the Sky Racing Pace, which is due at 6:16, and there's no scratchings here, Amanda.
Yeah, Simon, this is quite an open affair. I'm leaning the way of the 12 on top, Laura Megan, for Jared Ouch. And she was her first run back from the spell last week was quite sharp. She finished second when they rated 152 and change. And that run is only going to benefit her. And, I think she's going to be in the running line with this draw, and that's another plus. So that's why I've lent her way on top. I think the 6, Montana Falcon, is worth consideration and can be a danger here. He had his first look at Menangle in the last time he raced at the track was in a derby heat 4 years ago. And he had his first look again at the track last week and ran a promising race to finish fifth. And he has a much better draw here tonight. Also like the 8 in transit was a bit unlucky last week and its form before that was quite strong. And also number 1, Don Boston. So for a race 1 at Menangle tonight, my numbers are 12, 6, 8 and 1.
12, 6, 8 and 1 in the first race. Number 2, the Sky Racing Carnival of Miracles Pace and M1 only. And once again, there's no scratchings.
Yeah, another race with a few strong chances here, including the 12, I've Got a Life. this is a great draw for him, and he's hardly been out of the money this time in. He's won two of his last four starts, and I think he's a really good each-way chance here in race two. Then you've got the seven, Mr. JC, who's quite a tough customer, and you can never underestimate him. He did a lot of work last start and finished down the track in doing so, but I think this race is tad easier for him, and as I said, he's got the class to go close. I'm also including the 11, Better Adam, as well as the 9, Beetson, who doesn't mind this distance either, the 2300 metres. So for race two, my numbers are 12, 7, 11 and 9.
12, 7, 11 and 9 in the second. Still no winning answer for Paul's The Borderly Quiz. The third race is the Sky Racing Ladyship Pace and MO2M1 for the mares, and the scratching is number 3, Art Sue.
Yes, Simon, my numbers here are 2, 4, 9 and 6. I really like the 2, Amaretto, for Ash Grives. She is very appealing in this race. She was very brave in defeat when finishing second to Arms of an Angel a fortnight ago. They went 150.7, and that was Amaretto's first run back in 5 months. So this is a great draw for her, and she can do a lot with it based on her effort the other week. Then you've got the 4, Start Dreaming. Mare trained by Barry Purden. She's a talented Kiwi mare, and she's had one run back from a spell over back at Alexandra Park and ran fourth as a decent effort. And you can't underestimate a Barry Purden horse when he comes all the way from New Zealand to Menangle Teresa. Also including the 9, Abby Cullen, who's just been in sensational form for the Turnbull family. She's won her last 3 starts. Just this draw is a little bit wide, but I think she's worth including in the mix, as well as number 6, Bonacord Girl. So for race 3, I've got the 2 on top ahead of 4, 9 and 6.
2, 4, 9 and 6. Now, take note of Tarapa. It appears they've gone back one race. The first race, we've been told now, is 12 past 11. So across to the fourth race, Amanda, the Sky Sports Radio Pace and M1 to M2. And there's no scratchings here, a field of 11.
Yes, Simon, look, with the draw, you'd expect number 3, Yaya's Hotspot, to cross to the front like he did when he won here at Menangle 2 starts ago. And he went 151.3, and I think can take home the cash here going off that run. Then you've got the 5, Our Major Mark, who was quite eye-catching when second last start. He was only beaten ahead when they went 152.5, and he's drawn a lot closer tonight. So I think it could be a big threat here. I'm also including the 10, which is Condoroo, and number 7, Blue Pointer. So for race 4, my numbers are 3, 5, 10 and 7.
3, 5, 10 and 7. You can stop phoning in for the Borderly competition, but no one's won this morning. The answer was Walter Winchell. He was an American newspaper and radio gossip commentator. He was famous for saying, and now a word from the people that pay the bills, the sponsor. So Walter Winchell was the winning answer. No one came through, though, with the correct response. Righto, let's move on to race number 5. Do you know that one, Amanda?
No.
Walter Winchell? No, neither did anyone that rang up. Race number 5 is the first of the features. It's the Harness Breeders New South Wales Pink Diamond for the 3-year-old fillies. Scratching 5, Hotshot Woman and 10, Art Mistress. Now, the Tadpix odds on race 5 have a $1.05 favourite. Number 12, Our Dream About Me, Mark Purden's runner. And everything else is in double figures. The best of those, 2 Zabibbo and 11 Gotta Go Jazzy Jet. They're both at $13.
Yeah, look, it's a little nice race, but yeah, the 12, Our Dream About Me, I think will be very hard to beat. She's a very classy filly. She's unbeaten in 9 starts, and I think she's just going to add to that tally. Danger wise, I'm tipping the 2, Zabibbo, as a threat here. She's resuming from a spell and has had a couple of good trials out at Bathurst recently. We haven't seen her race since she finished 3rd in the Breeders' Crown to Our Dream About Me. So she has been up against those better fillies in the past. And, with this draw, I think she's worth including. I'm also including the 8, Julia Mack, and the 7, Gina Grace. So race 5, number 12, Our Dream About Me, a clear pick ahead of 2, 8 and 7.
12, 2, 8 and 7 in a race 5, a race number. That's the first leg of the quaddie as well, race 5 at 23 past 8. Now across to race 6, thetab.com.au pace. This one's a C3 to C5 and there's 9 to start here with no scratchings.
Yeah, look, some people think 13 is an unlucky number, but not for number one, Our Waikiki Beach, who's remained unbeaten in 13 starts. And I think he's going to make it 14 starts in a row tonight, and he'll probably be very short in doing so. As for the others in this race, I really like the 7 Aztec Bromac. He's one that you can never underestimate, and he ran quite a strong third in the Hondo Grattan Stakes a couple of weeks ago, and I think he has the ability to figure in the money here. So it was a 2, Shadow Rain, and number 5, Sporty Spook. So race 6, number 1, a clear pick ahead of 7, 2 and 5.
1-7-2-5, race 6. Fixed odds has Our Waikiki Beach, $1.04. Race number 7 is the first of the Group 3s, the Sky Racing Paul Fitzpatrick free-for-all. This one for the Pacers, and the scratchings are 4 Godsend and 6 Pasha Cutie. Now, the tab fixed odds here, the favourite at 2.30 is number 8, Our Sky Major, 5.50 for 1 Frith, and 6.50 for 10 Swarve Stewie Lombo.
Yes, Simon, as that market reflects, this is one of the most open races of the night. And look, there's a fair bit of speed off that front line, and I think it's going to pan out well for number 3. I'm Mr. Brightside, so that's who I'm tipping on top here. Now, he's been out of the money his last few starts, but he's had bad draws, and which have aided that. But look, he can follow the speed all day, and he can run around 150 around Menangle if he needs to. And that's why I'm leaning his way tonight. So I think with this draw, it's just going to work out well for him. Another one I think you can't underestimate is the 7, Better Bet Black. He was very impressive and brave in defeat when finishing second to Have Faith in Me 2 weeks ago. He led, he went a 26-8 first quarter, which is very fast, and then a 54 last half, and still hung on to finish in the money. So, yeah, that was a very brave effort. So he's the one to keep an eye on, and obviously I think one of the early leaders here. I'm also including the 8, Our Sky Major, for Barry Purden. Has been not at his best over in New Zealand, but has been racing the best of them. And, yeah, on ability, you have to include him. And I'm also including the 11, Monafice, who just continues to run sensational races and just has that bit of bad luck. So for race 7 tonight at Menangle, but the 3 on top, I'm Mr. Brightside ahead of 7, 8 and 11.
3, 7, 8 and 11 with the tab fixed odds. Number 3, I'm Mr. Brightside, $21. And 7, Better Bet Black is $12. Across to race 8, the second group 3, the Sky Racing Trotters Summer Free-for-All. T2 or better, the one scratching number 5, Cyclone Lucky 7. And the market with this race has got 12 on Thunder Road, $2.20. 4 Idle Bones, $4. And 6-1 Summer Vacation, $4.40.
Yes, great race for the Trotters here. I think the 12 on Thunder Road looks the best bet here. He lost all hope in the Melton Cup last week down in Victoria, threw away the race when he galloped at the start. But look, if he trots the whole way, they won't see which way he went. As for a danger, I think the 7, Our Dainty Lady, is worth including. She's produced 3 classy wins since she's been racing over here in Australia with Jared Outchen. And yeah, I think she's a big danger. I'm also including the 6, Our Summer Vacation, who's won at the last 2 starts, as well as Isle Bones, which is number 4 for Sonny McCarthy. She was very impressive winning last start. So race 8, the Trotters race, I've got the 12 on top ahead of 7, 6 and 4.
12, 7, 6 and 4, race 8. And race 9, the last, is the Sky Racing App Pace, an MO only, free of scratchings.
Yeah, quite an open race to finish the night off with. I'm leaning the way of the 4 on top, which is Alpha Capone for Kerri-Ann Turner. This horse was quite a smart winner out at Goulburn last week and had a couple of good placed efforts before that. And look, I think definitely has the form to finish top 3 here tonight. I'm also including the 10, Rate Highly, for Blake Fitzpatrick. He hasn't had the best of luck in his last couple of starts. And look, his draw isn't the best tonight, but he does have the talent to overcome it in this field. I'm also including the 7, Floyd Mayweather, and number 9, It Can Happen. So race 9, an open race. I've got the 4 on top ahead of 10, 7 and 9.
4, 10, 7, 9, and the best form and angle?
Yeah, look, there's some really nice horses going around tonight. I really like in race 3, number 2, Amaretto. She was really gutsy in her second the other week. And also like in race 4, number 3, Yaya's Hot Spot.
Thanks very much for your time, Amanda. Good luck this evening.
Thank you very much.
Amanda Rando there with her look at Tabcorp Park Menangle, the first at 6:16. Just recapping, race 1, Tarapa, has been put back to 12 minutes after 11. We'll take a break and then Luke Marlow to preview Wentworth Park.
On Sky Sports Radio, your Sunday mornings are chock full of the best in sports and racing.
Kick off at 6 with the big sports breakfast weekend.
At 9, Thoroughbred Weekly wraps up Saturday's feature racing.
I mean, I love the winner there for Sarah. He's a pro. He jumps straight to the front.
At 10, there's Tab Talk, followed by Chasing and Pacing Rewind at 10:30 for the best greyhound and harness wrap.
Then from 11, get all the early mail for the day's racing.
All this and more. Sunday mornings on your racing and sports leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Hi, it's Andrew Bensley. Racing HQ is your one-stop shop for betting information. We speak to trainers like Anthony Cummings.
The step up to the mile and going to Randwick is going to be very much in his favour. He's already shown us that he can handle a wet track at least to a point. Randwick's certainly a much different wet track to Warwick Farm.
We'll be back on Tuesday morning for Racing HQ at 9 on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio. Always a winner.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life. If this sounds like you, give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about a government-legislated agreement that combines your debt into just one regular weekly repayment. Interest-free, tailored to your budget. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
This is John Tapp inviting harness racing fans to join Chris Lang and myself for the 2016 Elite Lock Tour. Visit some great places and see the world's best trotters in action in Sweden. Google Jeremy Nolan Travel for full details.
You're listening to the Early Mail on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Welcome back at 9 minutes to 11. We'll take a look at Wentworth Park Greyhounds tonight with Luke Marlow. Luke, good morning. You there, Luke? Now, a bit of a dodgy line to Luke.
Hello,
Simon. Hello, Luke. Now we've got you loud and clear. Good morning to you, Luke.
Yeah, good morning, Simon. Yeah, that line is a little bit scratchy there. I'm flat out hearing you. But Wentworth Park tonight, looking forward to the meeting. I found it a little bit tricky, but hopefully we've found a couple of winners there, Simon.
Okay, let's launch into it. The first race is the wentworthpark.com.au stakes at 28 after 7, and there's no scratchings.
Yeah, in the first, Simon, I'm with number 4, Like a JJ. Thought that she might be able to lead in this race. She's got Copyright on her inside and Becoming a Man to her outside, and those two aren't noted as good beginners. So I think she gets a chance to try and punch forward and go to the lead, and I've got her on top number 4 to beat the 1 superbly, racing in good form and is well drawn in the 1. Of the others, number 6, Mums of Pearl, looks a risk off box 6, but she's got ability. And 7 best of the others, 4, 1, 6, and 7. And I can just hear a bit of feedback there, Simon, on that line. Hopefully that's going to air, but 4, 1, 6, and 7 in the first.
Yeah, okay, a little bit of background noise, but you're coming through loud and clear. The main thing, so 4, 1, 6, 7, race 1. Race number 2, free of scratchings, and this one's over the 520.
Yeah, I'm with the 7. That's Tap Out Scarlet. She's got good speed, and although she's drawn out wide here, I think that she can cut across and be hard to beat, especially if she gets on the lure. So I'm with number 7 on top. 1, Thor's Devil, the danger, last start winner, drawn the inside box. 2, Man Alone will be odds. I threw him in for third, thought he might be able to place off a handy draw. And number 5, Queen Audrey, best of the others, 7, 1, 2, and 5.
7, 1, 2, 5, the second. Across to race number 3, for gapnewsouthwales.com.au. Scratchings are 1, Smashing Sam, and 4, Smashing Sally. So number 9 gets the run here, Elite Arena from box 4.
Yeah, I've selected number 8, Rico Marlowe. he's well placed in this sort of grade. A little bit concerned about the draw, but he can rush down the outside here, and I thought he was a good chance of rolling to the front. There isn't a lot of speed in this race, so I was happy to go with him, the eight. Number three, Danger Scene. Gee, she's really found form in recent runs, has won her last two starts, and she should roll forward into a handy position here at box three and run well. Number five, Tarzan Luke, a fair beginner, but he is quite strong, and if he gets a clear run, he can be running on into a place, and with the scratching of the one, we'll throw in the nine. So 8-3-5-9 race three.
8-3-5-9 there in the third race. Across to the fourth and the first leg of the big six at 28 past 8. Scratching three, Bobby Blanco, and 10, Smashing Sally.
Well, this is a bit like a first grader dropping back into reserve grade. You see Bessie Boo here. He's a Group 1 winner. He's been racing in the top grade in all of his recent runs, and he drops back to Masters grade. That's certainly no knock on the opposition here. This is a pretty good race, but we just know how good a dog he is, Bessie Boo. He's a fierce chaser, and I couldn't go against him despite him drawing box seven. Four, Keep Calm. Smart chaser. His record speaks for itself. Thought he was the main danger. Number two, Isabel Enlem's going to be in the mix off a handy draw. And number one, Chili Sierra. But we can't go past Bessie here, so I'm 7 to beat 4, 2, and 1.
Okay, 7, 4, 2, 1, race 4. Race 5 is the first leg of the quaddy at 10 to 9, and it's the first of the Golden Easter Egg preludes, the scratching 7, Shady Sun, and 10, Tap Out Scarlet.
Yeah, I'm with number 5, Eva Diva. I remember calling her in her first couple of runs at Richmond, and Mario Abella's got her, and she's always showing good ability, and she's adapted pretty well to Wentworth Park. She has won here in 30 seconds flat. And if she gets a clear run off the five, I thought that she'd race very well. Number four, Paloma Largo, looks a danger. Has got down to 29.77 for Ron Bell. And hard to beat here. Three, Aqua Dragon for Frank Hurst, is racing well. And number two, Body and Soul, best of the others. Just in that race, the one, Susie Cargo, it's drawn the inside box and can use a bit of the track. So it is certainly a key to the race, just whether it inconveniences any runners here. But I'm 5-4-3-2.
5-4-3-2 there, race five. Race number six, the second of those preludes. Reserves come out, Domino Patachi and Master G.
Found it a bit difficult, but I thought Your Shout Punk would lead, and I'm happy to back a leader at Wentworth Park any day. He's racing in good form, a slight risk running a strong 5.20, but if he can just pinch a little bit of a break early, and if they happen to jam up behind, he might be able to pinch this. To the danger, Star Tirana, below her best in recent runs, but we know she's a class act when right. I'll give her another chance here. One, Morgan Brothers, drawn well to get a nice run off the inside. And eight, Johnny Magic, best of the others, 4.218.
4218 in race 6. Race 7 is the goldeneasteregg.com.au stakes, and there's no scratchings here, so the full 8 to run.
Good odds, Angel, for Frank Hurst and Tracy Hurst. My top selection. She's got good early speed, and she can roll across from box 7 and find the front here, I reckon. And if she does that, obviously she'll be hard to beat. She's racing well. Number one, Master G. He's drawn his box tonight. He gets the one, and his recent runs have been good. He'll be punching up in the early stages. Number three, Lochinvar Holly. Found form last time out with a good win, and she's competitive here. I threw in Lord G for four. Bit out of form, but who could improve here? 7-1-3-2.
7-1-3-2, race 7. Race 8 is the fourth leg of the quaddy at 2:10. Now, once again, no scratchings.
Yeah, 3 and 6 will dominate the market here. I'm leaning to number three, Rob Stark. He's second up. I like the fact that he's backing up here. Ken Burnett started him on Wednesday where he runs second. He raced a bit fresh there. He went to the front and was run down. That's unlike him. He's usually very strong. So I just think that run will top him off nicely. And as I said, the fact he's backing up says to me that he's done well since he's run there the other day. And I think he'll be very competitive here. 6, Camden Valley Way. She's a good chaser. She'll come across from box 6 and look for the lead. And no knock on her at all. I was just leaning the other way with the box draws. 1, Arinka Alf. And 7, 12th man, best of the others. But thought 3 and 6 would fight it out. I like them in that order. They're out to 1 and 7.
Okay, 3-6 then out to 1-7, race 8. Race number 9. We've got two scratchings here. Four bit of Ichi's come out, 6 Rojo Dragons out, and there's a vacant box in 5.
Yeah, it's opened it up a bit, Simon, with bit of Ichi coming out. She would have started favourite here. I'm going to have a throw at the stumps with the red, Gold Road. Former Wentworth Park's only fair, but hasn't had the best of luck. And off box one here gets its chance to lead. And if it can do that, it could give us a bit of a sight here at around $4 or $5. Number seven, Mo Green. He won here during the week. He went well, 30 and 30. Odd was the run there. But he did have box two. He's got the seven tonight. But with the scratchings and the vacant boxes, that'll certainly help his cause. Number eight, Lehigh Model, racing well. And then out to two, Nesta No Cry. But I've gone 1782 there.
1782. And race number 10, the last vacant box in five.
Yeah, we wrap it up here with the last. I was trying to find something to beat him, Buck Stop, but it just kept coming back to him. He looks to have a fair bit of ability. He's well bred by Buck Fever out of Fancy Jaffa. She's been a good producer, the Jaffa. And I was left with him here, but don't want to take overly short odds. Four on top. Seven, the danger, Curly Mac. He's a quick chaser. He won in 22.59 at Richmond last start. That's good going there. And if he can run 5.20, he'd be pretty hard to catch here. Seven, Direct Joel. And two, Simone Shimmer's thrown in for fourth. 4.76 and 2.
4.76, 2 in the last. And before you go, Luke, what's your best for Wentworth Park?
Best bets tonight, Simon. I think Bessie Boo will be hard to beat. He's in race four, number seven, but no prizes for finding him. He's not going to be flash odds, but just back in that class, there'll be a few nervous moments running to the first turn because we know he doesn't have a lot of early speed, but I just think his class will get him home there in race four, number seven.
Thanks very much, Luke. Enjoy your day and good calling tonight.
Good on you, Simon.
Oh, Luke Marlow, the first of Wentworth Park is due at 28 past 7. It's 11 o'clock. We'll take a break and then Peter Ellis to preview Morfordville.
Kick off this weekend at Bottle Mart with great specials on your favourite beers, wines, spirits and premixes. To find your nearest store, log on to bottlemart.com.au. Better get to Bottle Mart.
The Big Sports Breakfast.
Maasai Warriors captain Sunyaga Nagai on their traditional gear.
It's interesting. You stay very much in your traditional gear when you play, don't you? You wear the...
Yeah.
Haven't got the creams on yet.
Yeah, no, not yet.
No, no. You ever going to put the creams on?
No.
I love it, though. I love it.
Yeah,
did you wear that at Lords?
Yeah, this is how we play at Lords all the time, you know.
Well, that's big. The MCC members there, they can get a bit stuffy sometimes.
The Big Sports Breakfast with TK and Slats. 5:30 weekdays on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing One. Brought to you by TAB.
In a moment, the traffic. A wise man once said, experience is the name so many people give to their mistakes. Experience the delights of a quality wine. Try a bottle from the Windy Peak range. Make no mistake, it's one of De Bortoli's best. Here's the traffic.
Good morning, Ed Inga. Dan, car accident on Princess Highway at Old Bush Road. Road closed southbound. Marrickville car smash on Sydenham Road and Illawarra Road, affecting traffic there. Light car, two car accident on Foster Street near Marion Street and at Chester Hill. Lights and a flash on Warden Road at Chester Hill Road. Exceptional offers now available on the Audi Q3 and Q5 for a limited time. Visit your preferred Audi